以色列百姓在西乃山下给神一个最令人满意的一个回答。
The Israelites, when they were on the bottom of the Mount Sinai, they gave God a very pleasing answer.
他们借着摩西对神回答说，凡神所吩咐的，凡神所说的，我们都要遵行。
Through Moses, the Israelites told God that anything that God orders them to do, they will obey.
那神也给他们一个非常简单、清楚、确定的回应。
And God responded to the Israelites with a very clear and a solid answer.
好，我们请看利未记十九章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章三十七节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 37.
三十七节，你们要谨守遵行我一切的律例典章，我是主。
37. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and perform them. I am the Lord.
当百姓给神一个最好的回答神就开始来吩咐他们，他们应该遵行的事情。
When the Israelites gave God their best answer, God started to order, give them orders.
其中有十诫。
And among these is the Ten Commandments.
其中有建造会幕的事情。
And there is the constructing of the tabernacle.
其中有他们守节期的时候，他们所要做的献祭。
And there is the proper procedures when they observe their feasts.
他们应该怎样来做献祭。
And God told them how to properly offer.
那还有很多他们生活当中他们应该遵守的一些条规。
And there are many laws and rules that they have to obey in their daily lives.
总之神要他们过着一个爱神爱人的生活。
Basically, God wanted them to live a life of loving man and loving God.
这些所有的合起来就是所谓的律法。
And everything when combined is the
law.
The law.
那律法至少有三个目的。
And the law has three purposes.
第一个让百姓知道罪。
The first purpose is to allow the Israelites to realize sin.
第二个在神的面前有义。
And the second purpose is to be just in front of God.
Righteousness.
Be righteous.
那第三个就是圣洁。
And the third is to be holy.
那这当中的比如说献祭的事情这其实是很重要的仪表。
So, for example, the procedures on how to offer is also has a very important significance.
重要的
It's an important prefiguration.
是预表着将来主耶稣所要完成的工作。
It prefigures the work that Lord Jesus will perform in the future.
那也包括了一些所谓超越时代的那种道德的规范道德力。
And these things also include the supernatural things that go beyond the regular things, physical phenomenons.
是 moral, 就有关道德。
These things are concerning the morals.
那所以在出埃及记里头，在立位记、生命记都反复的来重复这些生活当中应该有的道德的准则。
So in Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, it continues to repeat over and over again how to live a moral life.
这些献祭的事情已经在主耶稣的十字架的牺牲来成全了。
And the things concerning offering has already been fulfilled when Jesus died on the cross.
这个成全就是已经达到了他的目的。
What it means to be fulfilled is for it to reach its goal.
那有关道德力呢，是我们每一个人要去努力去实践的。
And concerning the morality of life, The morals of life is something that we have to work hard to achieve.
那我就挑选利未记的十九章啊，来跟我们一起来学习这些我们生活当中我们应该有的去遵守的一些道德的标准。
So I chose Leviticus chapter 19 to help us learn the things, the moral things that we should have in our life, daily lives.
好，我们请看利未记十九章第一节、第二节。
Let's look at chapter 19, verse 1 and 2.
主对摩西说：“你小谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我主你们的神是圣洁的。”
One, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.'"
啊，圣洁的神啊，对人起码的要求啊，就是要圣洁。
The basic request of the holy God to the people is for the people to be holy.
那这是我们每一天的生活里头，我们要继续不断去追求的一个重要的项目。
This is something that we have to keep on pursuing in our daily lives.
因为我们的神是圣洁的，所以他也要我们是圣洁的。
Because our God is holy, we also have to be holy.
我们都感谢神的恩典。我们都愿意来侍奉神。
We are all willing to serve God, and we thank Him for His blessings.
那其实神他并没有什么，并不缺少什么。
But in reality, God does not lack anything.
那我们如何侍奉神呢
？So how do we serve God?
所以主耶稣说，我们坐在弟兄姐妹的身上，就是坐在神的身上。
That's why God said, all the things that we do unto brothers and sisters are the things that we do unto Him.
所以在整个教会的活动里头有很多的事工弟兄姐妹都很乐意很努力的在参与。
That's why many brothers and sisters are very fervent in doing holy work and doing things for church activities.
那一个基督徒不但对自己的弟兄姐妹来侍奉而且呢我们也常常将这个爱心也散布在我们的社区、我们的周围。
As a Christian, we not only have to serve one another and love one another, we also have to carry out this love among our neighbors and our communities.
但是我们常常要回到那个最基础的。
But sometimes we have to come back to the very basic.
侍奉跟行善的基础要在于圣洁这个基础上面。
The basics of serving and doing goodwill has to come from a holy heart.
行善不是只有满足我们的良心。
When we do good things and charity work, we are not only satisfying our own conscience.
更重要的，我们是要让神喜悦。
More importantly, we have to please God.
所以这个圣洁，这个是一个很重要的基础。
That is why being holy is very basic.
我们请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书二章二十一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21。
二十一节，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
这个神他不在意说我们有多少的才能。
Our God does not really care about how much talent we have.
神所在意的是，我们是不是自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
What God really cares about is whether or not we realize our sins and whether or not we can clean ourselves.
成为圣洁，然后能够被主来用。
So that we can be sanctified and useful as a vessel for honor.
在圣洁的这个基础上面，我们所做的一切得神纪念，得神的喜悦。
When we are sanctified, everything we do will be remembered by God and will be pleasing to God.
为什么主耶稣他需要来成全律法
？Why does our Lord Jesus Christ have to
fulfill
the law?
因为我们人实在没有办法靠自己的努力，在神的面前是义。是圣洁。
It is because it is hard for human beings to be holy in front of God by our own will.
所以我们需要神的恩惠怜悯，然后才加上人的努力。
That's why we need the mercy and grace of God plus our own strength to be holy in front of God.
好，我们来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 10.
希伯来书十章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 10.
我们凭这旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
10. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
借着主耶稣的牺牲，让我们能够达到律法的要求。
Through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are able to obtain the fulfillment of the law.
那靠着主耶稣的牺牲，我们在神的面前被称义，也成圣。
And through the sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ, we are able to be justified and be holy.
这个是靠着耶稣的恩惠怜悯，让我们白白得的恩典。
This is freely given to us through the mercy and grace of Lord Jesus Christ.
人没有办法做的部分，神来为我们成全。
The things that human beings cannot do, God has done those things for us.
好，那我们再看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书七章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1.
哥林多后书七章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己。除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。
Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the spirit, of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
我们有成为神儿女、属于神的这个应许。
We have the promise of being the beloved and being the children of God.
所以我们要领受耶稣基督所为我们准备的救恩。
That is why we have to receive the salvation that has been prepared for us by Lord Jesus Christ.
借着他的宝血，让我们在神的面前来称义，来成圣。
Through his blood, we are able to be justified and to be sanctified.
那保罗接着说，我们要过着敬畏神的生活，让我们得以成圣。
Later on, Paul says that we have to live a life of reverence to God.
那这个敬畏神就包括着我们要遵守着神给我们的吩咐。
What it means to be reverent toward God is to obey His commandments.
好，那我们请再看回利未记十九章。
So let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章第三节。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 3.
第三节，你们个人当孝敬父母，也要守我的安息日。我是主你们的神。
Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God.
这个神给以色列人是很简单、清楚、确定的吩咐。
God gave the Israelites a very clear and basic order.
那而且是很确定的。
And this is very, he's very sure of it.
因为在每一个吩咐之后都会有这样的记字，就是我是主你的神，或者说我是主。
Because after every order that God gives to the Israelites, he follows up with saying, I am the Lord your God.
这个是很慎重的，很确定的。
This shows that God is very sure of what he's saying.
那在这里讲到敬畏神，包括着孝顺父母，守安息日。
So here, when it talks about revering God, it also talks about revering our mothers and fathers.
还有守安息日。
And keeping the Sabbath.
那其实这个就是在讲到十诫。
What this actually talks about is the Ten Commandments.
我们再看到二十六节。
If we jump to verse 26.
二十六节，你们不可吃带血的物，不可用火素，也不可关照。
You shall not eat anything with the blood, nor shall you practice divination or soothsaying.
这个也是一个敬畏神的人他所应该去留意的。
This is something that people have to remember when they worship God.
在食物上面不要吃那个带血的物。
When we eat things, we cannot eat things that are with blood.
不要跟异教邪这个邪术有掺杂有关联。
We cannot practice divination or witchcraft.
再请看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
你们要守我的安息日，敬我的圣所，我是主。
You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord.
三十一节，不可偏向那些交鬼的、行巫术的，不可求问他们，以致被他们玷污了。我是主，你们的神。
31. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God.
32. 在白法的人面前，你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神。我是主。
32. You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord.
所以这几节经节呢，告诉我们什么叫做敬畏神的生活。
So these verses tell us what it's like to live a life of reverence towards God.
第一个，我们要持守着信仰的纯正。
First, we have to keep the
integrity.
The integrity of our faith.
就是不受其他宗教的掺杂跟影响。
This means we cannot be influenced or by other religions and practices.
那再来，这安息日也是不断的被强调。
Then the Sabbath is continued to be repeated.
因为这是神在创造天地的时候就定下来的，分别为圣的日子。
Because this is the holy day that God has created when He created the heavens and the earth.
这个两块滑板，这个十诫，这两块滑板是放在耶柜里头。
On the two stone tablets that God put the commandments on are put in the Ark of Covenant.
这个是超越时间的。
This is beyond time.
不论是旧约，不论是新约，都需要去看重，去遵守。
Whether it is the Old Testament or the New Testament, we have to look heavily upon this.
那其他很多的这些条规，它是放在耶柜旁边，不是放在耶柜里头。
Then there are many laws and rules that are put on the outside of the Ark of Covenant.
所以这个十诫是有它的超越性。
So the Ten Commandments has its own importance.
那包括这个安息日，它有它的重要性。
And it includes the Sabbath and the importance of Sabbath.
那神对人的这些吩咐规定，其实都是为了人好，让人得益处。
These regulations and laws from God, it is actually beneficial for the people.
所以无论是对个人、对家庭，甚至对整个社会，都是好的。
Whether it is for the individual, for the family, or for the whole society, it is beneficial for the people.
那今天我们是在神的恩典里头，所以我们在主耶稣的恩典之下，我们来守安息日。
Today we are within the fold of God's grace, and we are here to observe His Sabbath day.
我们请看罗马书第六章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章十四节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 14.
罗马书六章十四节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 14.
罪必不能做你们的主。因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
这里保罗说，我们不是在律法之下，是在恩典之下。
Here Paul talks about how we are not under the law, but rather under the grace.
在律法之下，对安息日，它有很多的有一些的条规。
There are many rules and regulations for people who are under the law.For concerning the Sabbath.
对，那今天我们不在律法之下，我们是在恩典之下。
But today we are not under the law, but under grace.
所以我们在恩典之下来守安息日。
That is why we observe the Sabbath from under the grace.
那一个很重要的原则，就是很基本的原则，就像保罗所说的，是照我们所有的，不是照我们所没有的。
And one of the basic principles of observing the Sabbath is to observe based on what we don't have and not what we have.
照着我们所有的，照着我们的能力，来守安息日。
Sorry, is we are able to observe the Sabbath based on what we are capable of.
那敬畏神跟孝敬父母，它也是有密切的关系。
To worship God and to revere our parents, there is a very close relationship.
甚至跟我们怎么对待年老的人都有关系。
Even this is related to how we treat the elderly.
简单讲，一个人不能够说我敬畏神，但是我不孝顺我的父母。
Basically, one cannot say that he or she reveres God, but does not obey their parents.
一个人不能够说我敬畏神，但是呢，我对年长的人，我并不尊敬，我不给年长的人应该有的态度。
One cannot say that they revere God, but do not respect the elderly.
就好像这个圣经里头说，不能够爱看得见的神，怎么能够说我爱那个看不见的？不能够爱看得见的人，怎么能够说我爱那个看不见的神？
That's why in the Bible it says that how can you say you love the God that you cannot see when you cannot even love the man that you can't see?
在神的吩咐里头，它总是有一个顺序，有一个程序。
When God orders us to do things, there is always a sequence.
当我们说敬畏神，我们也不能够忽略我们看得见摸得着的我们的父母，这些年长者。
When we say we revere God, we cannot neglect the parents that we can physically see and touch and the elderly.
我们都愿意向以色列百姓说，凡神所吩咐的，我们都要遵行。
We are all willing to be like the Israelites and say that we will obey anything that God tells us to follow.
所以今天的基督徒，我们如果说我们敬畏神，我们也要在这两方面，对我们的父母，对年长者，我们应该孝顺，应该尊敬。
So today, as Christians, we have to respect our parents and the elderly.
那今天的社会啊，这两个层面是一直的在被破坏。
And in our society today, these two perspectives are kept on being destroyed.
那这也是产生社会问题的原因之一。
This is one of the reasons why there are problems in our society today.
所以我们做基督徒的，无论如何，我们一定要努力的来促进我们跟父母亲的关系。
But no matter what, as Christians, we have to improve our relationship with our parents.
当然，天底下没有一个所谓的完全的人。
Of course, there is no such thing as a perfect man in the world.
但是我们要多去看我们父母亲他正面的地方。
But we have to look at the positive things of our parents.
我们要多去肯定父母亲对我们的牺牲。
We have to realize the sacrifices that our parents made for us.
父母亲总是在饶恕我们，我们也应该能够去包容父母亲那些所谓不完美的地方。
If our parents keep on forgiving us, we too also have to be able to put up with their things.
那这个跟敬畏神有关系。如果我们觉得敬畏神很重要，那么我们一定要看重对父母的孝顺。
Ultimately, this is related to our reverence toward God, so that's why we have to obey our parents.
那在教会的生活里头，我们一定要努力的不去忽略我们的年长者，我们的长辈。
Similarly, in the life at church, we cannot neglect the elderly.
其实社会有很多的团体，他们是很关心年纪大的人。
Actually, there are many organizations in our society today that takes care of the elderly.
那我们教会这个团体应该也是这样的。
But for the group at church, we also have to be like this.
我们请再看回利未记十九章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章第六节。
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 6。
第六节，这个祭物要在献的那一天和第二天吃，若有剩到第三天的，就必用火焚烧。
6. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and on the next day, if any remains until the third day, it shall be burned in the fire.
哦，这个说他们所献的祭物啊，有一些是他们可以啊拿一部分来吃。
Here it talks about the offerings that were made by the Israelites that they can take a part of their offering and eat it.
哦，但是有一个规定，就是要在第一天、第二天就把它吃完。
But there is a rule that says that you have to eat this offering on the first or second day.
哦，那意思就是说，你如果觉得你两天之内不能吃完，你要赶快的分给别人吃。
What this means is that if you think you cannot finish your food within the 2 days, you have to try to share this food.
第九节
，verse nine，
在你们的地收割庄稼，不可割尽田角，也不可拾起所遗落的。
When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest.
那第十节的下半句话说，要留给穷人和寄居的，我是主你们的神。
In the latter half, it says that you shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God.
能够有田地啊，能够有收割，这就是神的祝福，这就是恩典。
To be able to have a field and to have a harvest is the grace of God.
那恩典里头常常在带着神给我们的责任。
Along with the grace that God gives to us, there's also responsibilities.
好像在这里所说的，要留给那个穷人，要留给那个寄居的。
Just as it mentions here, we have to leave them for the poor and the strangers.
好，神要我们过着分享的生活。
God wants to live a life of sharing.
好，用神给我们的祝福，我们来关怀我们周遭的人。
By the blessings of God that He gives to us, we are able to help one another.
所以主耶稣曾经讲过一句话说，施比受更为有福。
So that's why Jesus Christ says one time that it is better to give than to receive.
不自私其实是对自己的一个奖赏。
When we are selfless, it is actually a reward for ourselves.
那自私啊，常常是不能够利益自己啊，然后会加上损害到别人。
But to be selfish, it is detrimental to us, and oftentimes harm others as well.
自私常常带来很多的很大的破坏。
There are many destruction that comes with being selfish.
自私常常很容易带来彼此的伤害。
There are many harmful things that come with being selfish.
那如果能够照着神的吩咐，过着这种互相关怀，那么这个家庭、教会、社会都会显得非常的温暖。
But if you're able to follow God's commandments and care for one another, then we can see an improvement in our family, in our church, and in our society.
不但这样子，常常还让我们能够体验到恩上加恩，福上加福。
Not only this, but we are able to experience the blessings upon blessings and grace upon grace.
好，我们请看路德记第二章。
Let's look at Ruth chapter 2.
路德记第二章。
Ruth chapter 2.
路德记二章第二节。
Ruth chapter 2 verse 2.
路德记在撒母耳记上的前面，路德记第二章第二节。
Ruth chapter 2, verse 2.
摩押女子路德对拿俄米说：“容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾起麦穗。”拿俄米说：“女儿啊，你只管去。”
2. So Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter."
第八节，波阿斯对路德说：“女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人的田里去拾起麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我的使女们在一处。”
8. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "You will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young woman."
这个路德他孝顺他的婆婆拿俄米， 所以他主动的要去拾起麦穗。
Here Ruth is very filial towards his mother-in-law Naomi. That's why she went to glean in the fields.
结果他遇到这个地主波阿斯。
Then she met the head of the master of the field, Boaz.
那在这里波阿斯就跟路德说好话。
Here Boaz starts to speak favorable things towards Ruth.
我们再看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
愿神照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠主以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
The Lord repay your work, and the full reward be given to you, given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge.
这个波阿斯不但对路德接纳这个路德，而且还为路德祝福。
Here, Boaz not only received Ruth, but he also blessed Ruth.
他说。愿你满得神的赏赐。
He said that the Lord repay your work and a full reward be given to you by the Lord.
真的，我们从路德身上看到说，她关心她的婆婆，结果呢，她是福上加福。
From here, we can see that because Ruth had cared for her mother-in-law, she was able to receive more blessings.
所以这种不自私，其实神看见，神知道，他不会让我们有损失的。
This kind of selfless act, we know that God will see it and God will bless us.
所以照神的吩咐来行，真的人生会更美丽。
That is why when we follow God's commandments, our life will be more beautiful.
好，我们再看回利未记十九章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章十一节。
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11.
十一节，你们不可偷盗，不可欺骗，也不可彼此说谎。
11, you shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another.
十二节，不可指着我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名，我是主。
12, and you shall not swear by my name falsely, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord.
神也要我们在生活当中，彼此之间，我们要诚实，不贪心。
God also wants us to be true and not be greedy in our daily lives.
很多不好的事情，常常是因为不诚实，因为贪心而有的。
A lot of bad things that happen in our lives comes from our greed and from our deceit.
所以有人说十诫的第十诫其实是一个结论。
That is why a lot of people say the last commandment of the Ten Commandments is actually the conclusion.
这个第十诫就是不贪心。
The tenth commandment tells us to not be greedy.
贪可能就会换奸淫。
Greed may lead to fornication.
这个贪可能就会杀人。
Greed may lead to murder.
贪可能就会偷东西。
Greed may lead to stealing.
贪可能就会说谎话，做假见证。
Greed may lead to telling lies or speak false testimonies.
那在今天呢，这个诚实，这是一个很孤独的字眼。
But today, the word truth is very seldomly used.
因为很多人是不诚实的。
Because many people are not true to their words.
对自己、对配偶、对家人、对公司、对政府是不诚实的。
Whether it's towards themselves, towards their spouse, towards their family, towards the government, they are often not true.
老板、政府官员对员工、对百姓是不诚实的。
The boss, the government officials are not true to their employees.
这也是因为，这也是社会上充满着很多的不平安、不快乐的原因之一。
That is why our society today is often unpeaceful and very turbulent.
好，我们再看利未记十九章十三节。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13.
不可欺压你的邻舍，不可抢夺他的物，雇工人的工价不可在你那里过夜，留到早晨。
You shall not cheat your neighbor nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning.
十四节，不可咒骂聋子，也不可将绊脚石放在瞎子面前，只要敬畏你的神，我是主。
14, you shall not curse the deaf nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am your Lord.
神要我们过着很公平、有正义的生活。
God wants us to live a fair and just life.
人很容易占别人的便宜。
It is easy for people to take advantage of one another.
尤其对那个可以欺负的、有缺陷的，人更容易有这样的举动。
Especially towards those who may be weaker than us.
趁别人危急的时候，我们从中得到一些利益。
We will try to obtain things, try to obtain advantages when people are in times of trouble.
这是人性，但是这是神所不喜悦的。
Even though this is human nature, this is not something that is pleasing to God.
别人会有危急的时候，其实我们也会落入危急的时候。
When other people face difficulties, it is the sign that tells us that we too can face difficulties.
我们在危急的时候，我们不希望别人趁我们危急，来欺负我们。
When we face difficulties, we do not want others to take advantage of us.
所以我们也不要这样去对别人。
That is why we cannot treat other people this way either.
我们请看希伯来书十三章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3.
第三节，你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑；也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Three, remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also.
我很喜欢最后那句话说，我们要想到自己也在肉身之内。
I really like the latter half of this verse that says.Since you yourselves are in the body also.
我们跟别人一样是带着血肉之体。
We are just like others who carry the body of flesh.
我们跟别人一样在这个时空里头。
We are just like others. We are living in this time and space.
我们跟别人一样在这个大环境里头。
We are just like others living in this society.
别人所遭遇的，有一天可能也会变成是我们的遭遇。
Whatever happens to whatever bad things happen to others can also happen to us as well.
所以对别人的遭遇啊。我们应该尽量存着一个同理的心，站在他的立场。
So we should try to put ourselves in other people's shoes when they face troubles.
如果大家都这样子的话，那么就很容易的在危急的时候，不是去占便宜，而是伸出帮助的手。
If everyone act like this accordingly.Then people will not take advantage of one another, but rather they will try to help one another.
真的，神给我们的吩咐啊，真的是带给我们美好的人生。
So truly, the commandments that God gives to us, it is to help us, obtain a more beautiful life.
我们再看回利未记十九章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章十五节。
Chapter 19, verse 15.
十五节，你们施行审判，不可行不义，不可偏负穷人，也不可重看有势力的人，只要按着公义审判你的邻舍。
15. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness, you shall judge your neighbor.
这也是人性容易有的一个软弱，就是偏见、偏心。
Here is one of the weaknesses of human nature.Which is to be partial.
我们要求神啊，让我们能够像他一样啊，是很公平、很公正的。
We have to ask God to help us be more like Him, who is just.
求神帮助我们坚持对的原则。
Ask God to help us to enforce what is right.
再看十六节。
Look at verse 16.
不可在民中往来搬弄是非，也不可以邻舍为敌，置之以死。我是主。
You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord.
在这个人与人的相处里头求神帮助我们让我们能够很单纯常常能够尊重对方。
Here in the interaction between people, we have to be very genuine.
很多事情我们要弄清楚了，才去说，才去做。
In many things, we have to fully realize what is going on before we act.
否则的话，我们就是在无意当中 在搬弄是非。
Otherwise, we may subconsciously harm other people.
所以没有把握的事情，我们要谨慎，不要随便讲。
If there are things that we are unsure of, we have to keep it to ourselves and not say out loud.
没有发生的事情啊，不要说。
If the things that didn't happen, don't say it.
我们做不到的事情，我们要很保留。
If there are things that we cannot do, then we have to be more reserved.
会伤害别人的话，一定不要说。
Do not speak those words that can harm other people.
那当我们要说别人的事情的时候，我们要小心的说。
When we talk about other people's affairs, we have to speak very carefully.
我们最后看耶伯记三十四章。
Let's lastly look at Job chapter 43.
三十四章。
34.
耶伯记三十四章二十一节。
Job chapter 34 verse 21.
二十一节，神注目观看人的道路，看明人的脚步。
21. For his eyes are on the ways of man, and he sees all his steps.
二十二节，没有黑暗阴翳，能给作孽的藏身。
22. There is no darkness nor shadow of death.
23. 神审判人，不必使人到他面前再三鉴察。
Where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. 23. For he need not further consider a man, that he should go before God in judgment.
神给人的吩咐啊，都是很确定的。
God is very sure of the commandments that he gives to people.
那神他我们每一个人在神的面前都是敞开的。
And for every one of us, we are all completely revealed in front of God.
人是没有办法在神的面前躲藏的。
We cannot hide ourselves in front of God.
所以既然神是这么清楚，简单清楚，确定的来吩咐我们，那我们就很真实的努力的去实践。
So if God is already so sure of the commandments that he gives to us, we also have to be sure and follow his commandments.
如果我们要有一个美丽的人生，
if we are to have a more beautiful life,
我们把利未记十九章好好的去看，好好的去体会。
Let us read Leviticus chapter 19 very carefully and try to experience it.
我还有一次会继续讲利未记十九章。
I will give another sermon on Leviticus chapter 19 again.
我们唱诗三百八十一节，八十一首。
Let's sing hymn 381. How did Lord Jesus Christ fulfill the law?
第一个当然是他为我们死在十字架上。
First, of course, he died on the cross for us.
那比如说利未记十九章所提到的这些他的吩咐，我们又如何能够去做到？
For example, the commandments that were mentioned in Leviticus chapter 19, how do we go about following these commandments?
所以主耶稣如何来成全律法？第二个，他将应许的圣灵来赏赐下来。
So secondly, God gave the Holy Spirit unto us.
这个也是他来成全律法的方法之一。
This is one of the way in which he fulfilled the law.
我已经讲过成全的意思就是达到那个目标。
I already talked about the meaning of fulfilling is to reach the goal.
靠着圣灵的帮助，让我们达到律法对我们的要求。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can obtain the things that law requires us to do.
靠着圣灵的帮助，让我们真的把这个道德律在生活当中实践出来。
Through the help of the Holy Spirit, we're able to take the morals of life and show it in our life.
我们来做结束的祷告。
Now we're going to have a concluding prayer.
我们恳求圣灵继续带领帮助我们，让我们能够将神这美好的吩咐在生活当中把它实践出来。
Let us ask the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us, to help us follow the commandments that God has given us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.